590 The Fan, The Morning Grind. Tim, Jim, Martin, perfect hockey weather out there. A little snow dropped over the night, just a little dusting. Blues and Islanders tonight, you'll be able to see it on OLN. We'll drop the puck about 7:05. Should be a good game. The Islanders playing great hockey. Alexei Yashin, 12 goals. Jason Blake, 12 goals. Miroslav Satan.
It doesn't matter what the Islanders are going to bring because it
Ken,
looks
you were
like
Blues
the Blues
practice yesterday. What's the pulse?
Well, you know, the pulse is that they're coming off a big win against Columbus of all teams, Tim. And
that's a good young squad.
Back in goal, he had a good outing after really just facing a handful of shots in the first period against Columbus. Then kind of eased back into it, and it looks like he's back on track. He's confident, and you know, maybe the Blues are ready to start turning the corner.
Well, you look at the, you know, I've been keeping a close eye on the Eastern Conference Atlantic Division, and you know, four of the five teams in that division, or five of the six,
kind of all hanging around 500, aren't they?
They are. They're all above 500, with the exception of the Pittsburgh Pirates and
Pirates.
The Pittsburgh Penguins, and the young phenom Sidney Crosby. 590 The Fan, Morning Grind.
Rick DiPietro, goals against 3.20, comes in here with a one-loss record of 9-9. Eric Brewer, of course, out tonight. Blues a little thin on the blue line. Christian Beckman also dealing with the foot injury. And Ryan Johnson out for personal reasons. Aaron Andrews, maybe? No.
I don't like to get into that type of crap on this stuff. We're going to talk hockey. Let's talk hockey. Talk about Sally.
China got the groin. He probably won't play tonight.
So. I think you're right about that. For the Islanders, Sean Bates will be out. Oleg Kavasha.
What?
He'll be out.
What, Martin?
He'll be out.
A couple other guys will be out as well.
Carolina's 16-8, leading the Southeast Division. I think that you might, you know, I don't know if it's, is it looking too far ahead to take a look at the potential seedings for the Eastern Conference?
Well, maybe next hour.
And, you know, they brought
in I'm just telling you right now, I think you're going to see a first-round matchup of the Islanders as the sixth seed going against
you
Carolina.
You guys are glossing over. They brought in Eric Dahlman. They picked him up off waivers. And, you know, based on the injuries that they've had on their group of defensemen, this guy might see some time.
Here's the problem for the Blues. Only Columbus has scored less.
It's unbelievable.
It's really up to Tkachuk to get it going. That's our guy. He's got to lead the way. Blues and Islanders, are you going to the game? Are you taking off work? How early will you head down?
Is it time to get back on board with this team?
Sure.
If you just, I mean, you know, I understand we might be getting too high on the team, but if you just want to isolate that game against the Blue Jackets,
That's a turning point.
Well, it's tough not to get fired up.
And the truth is, you know, we had a wait-and-see attitude because the team's up for sale. We want to see which direction they're going to go. They get rid of Pronger. It's time to get back on board with this team. It's time the city came to its senses, and we're going to lead the charge.
I think Mark Sauer has done a great job kind of holding this thing together. I think if we were giving out game balls on a Tuesday, which we don't,
you should.
Probably should give one to the Blues president for his leadership in a tough time. Kind of keeping this team above water, really. I mean, above frozen water, really, if you think about it. And Alexei Yashin, what's the deal with that 79? That's a weird jersey number, isn't it?
It is. And how about Florida in fourth place in the Southeast? It's unbelievable.
Mike York comes in tonight. He's got a plus-minus. He is minus 11. Brent Sopel, minus 9, the Cat. That's your guy. But he does have 11 assists. So Blues Islanders. Should we do it? Should we just bang the phones?
All right, 969. 969-0590. 969-0590. That's because we were making out.
Star 590 Singular Wireless. It's Big Blues Tuesday here on the grind.
I mean, there's a number of things to talk about. You talk about a guy like Jamal Mayers who's showing more of an offensive side. Is that because he's forced into it? Is that because this guy has been that way all along? Let's get the folks involved. Let's get fired up for the game tonight.
Washington is 9-15. Minnesota's 10-12. New logo.
Wild.
New logo.
You don't like their jerseys anyway.
Well, I'm down on their jerseys, but I don't want to sit here and talk grab ass and talk jerseys. I want to talk hockey. Keep an eye on Anaheim. They're 12-1.
This is hockey's most.
And you
got to
give everyone. Yeah, we did it.
All right, that was about, what, 5-6 minutes? We said we could come out.
Stuff.
Thank you, Frank. Hockey talk here on the Morning Grind, 590 The Fan. Oh, the phone lines are lit up here. I don't want to switch to AJ Burnett just yet. We said we'd bang the phones talking Blues, and
once we get a call, we will.
Come on aboard. It's the grind.
What about Buffalo off to
What's their record?
17-10 start.
Hockey talk on the grind. There you have it. Put that into the vault. We did it. We've done it. And we'll do it again. And we saw the island. We were out with Mark Sauer last night, hanging out, shooting match with the Blues president. Good guy. Went after the cat right away. Handed out his.
I had to verbally abuse him, too, for his political views.
He handed out
that
a
cat.
Well, I think you're off target on some of your beliefs.
It's a great defense. He handed out a pamphlet. He had one of the PR guys.
I brought that with me.
Had one of the PR guys for the Blues spend his day pulling up the
deficit
spending
politics.
Under Bush.
Little did I know he brought in visual aids and graphs and charts.
Martin, we have a call on the Blues.
Hold
Take
on.
A call.
All right, let's see. Let's go. Kelly, you're on 590 The Fan.
Go Blues.
Let's do this.
All right, there you go.
There you go.
We did it. 0590. Obviously, the city's fired up now because it's time to get back on board with them.
Go ahead. First off, New Jersey's 13-10, but secondly, is this the biggest game?
What are the Pirates doing over there?
The Pirates are 7-14. Got a young squad with that Sidney Crosby. But is this the biggest game ever?
Well, till the next one.
I mean, that's ridiculous. It's not the biggest game ever, but certainly within the last five, 6 years. You know, you can say, you can point to playoff games as being big.
Playoffs?
But the truth is, when you've reached a crossroads, as the Blues had the other night against Columbus.
Great game.
And they found a way to win. That could stem the tide.
Well, they're 5-15, and you want to talk about a team, you know, that's right where they want to be. That's where they are. Keep an eye on the Flyers at 15.
What's their record?
15-6.
What are the Thrashers doing?
It's a great question. I was just about to bring them up. They're 10-15.
10-15. Wow.
They've
really missing that Danny Heatler, I think.
They've been outscored 105-94. It's unbelievable.
Well, that would be my point, I think, yeah. So we're on board. You're on board with Travis Knight, Tim. We're now on board with the Blues.
I'm back on board with the Blues.
We wanted to say that we can't be bought, but clearly after a nice evening at Morton's, although the Cat and the Limer, that's Laleem to you and me, Tim.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Have a little tension. The Cat said it was obvious to him that it even carried out in Morton's last night.
I don't think he cares for me. I could be wrong. He probably doesn't even know my name.
Tom.
I just, every time I ask him questions about the struggles that he's gone through since coming to St. Louis, he seems to be annoyed by that.
Well, I mean, that's not a positive topic.
Maybe he's saying, get a new
Actually, it is a positive
angle,
topic, because I felt like once he identifies it with me together, it'd be a cathartic kind of process, and he would get better.
It'd be like if every time
well,
he gave it to me.
All I can say is he did great against Columbus the other night. And
unbelievable
And
game.
I think I had something to do with it. Thank you.
Keep an eye on Calgary at 16-9.
Wow, they're 16-9. How's Iginla doing?
Unbelievable.
5-9 to the Fan, the Morning Grind. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, welcome aboard.
How you doing, guys?
Hi.
Hey, what's doing?
Hey. Did you have a good time last night?
Great time.
Hey.
We can't be bought, though. We cannot be bought.
Y'all even sound better than y'all did in yesteryear.
Amen.
Yep. Yesteryear?
Yep.
We did get into a time machine this morning.
I love it.
Amen.
That'd be good.
All right. I love it, too. I love
there
it.
Is an energy in this.
Oh, city, you know, and then you also talk about Edmonton at 15-11.
Well, probably.
Are we going to talk about the fact that Tim went over and sat on Sauer's lap? There in the middle of a high-class steak.
That's going to be in Deb Peterson.
I thought that
although
was something.
Although Brian was being feted.
I thought that was going to be left out as an off-the-record moment, and well, I guess everything is a free-for-all now.
The poor PR guy, Chuck Mankey, who I do not know very well at all, the Cat knows him a little bit, Tim, you know him a little bit, I think he was horrified at some of the content and the fact that we were keeping it loose, keeping it real.
You guys are kidding about this stuff, right?
No, this is what we do.
About the whole thing. No, it was great. That Morton's, I'd never been there before. I couldn't eat dessert. All you guys were knocking down.
Didn't get dessert? I can't believe that.
True story. I was out of room.
I wasn't paying attention. I had so much booze in my system.
Every time I've been to Morton's, I think that's the third time, it's always half full with hockey players. Like, that must be the place to go if you're in the NHL, local team, visiting team. It's always
the Islanders,
crowded.
About half the team was in there last night.
I was saying, as we were dining last night, that
shooting.
In shooting and fixing is that
shooting and dining.
If I were in my mid-20s, a multimillionaire, touring North America playing hockey, I would go to a Morton's as often as I could, and from there I would go to the VIP room at the Penthouse Club, and then I would probably have at least a threesome.
But we
That's what I would
this.
Do every single night. However,
I don't
table,
think these guys can do it.
It was said that wouldn't happen.
And because these guys are athletes, Tim.
I think you guys are naive is what I think you think are. You are. And how about the Oilers at 15-11?
You got Alzheimer's. You just said
that's a third Oilers
hockey
update.
I think baseball players
unless
can
they're
do
playing
it.
This morning, we don't really need another Oilers update.
Maybe that's why they invented the morning skate, just so players weren't hung over the next day. You know, in baseball, you don't have the morning throw.
Yeah, can you imagine if Edmonds had to do that?
Skipper's got a morning throw.
You don't know anything about hockey, all right?
Head down to the stadium.
You have to loosen up your legs, all right? You don't know anything about
it. I think
sport.
It's just to prevent
you
them
don't
from
know
being
anything
at the
about
pink
it.
Tulip over there.
You can make your jokes, Mr. Mortons.
Wouldn't you?
Mr. Mortons.
Let's say...
Boy, I like that New
me
York
and
show.
You are on a team next year, a hockey team. Maybe we're on the Kings. We're
What's
16-11.
Okay.
Kings are 16-11.
Pavel.
And, you know, we're out, you know, making millions of dollars touring the country. I would think that you would go out shooting.
Not if I had to get up in the morning and skate.
God,
no
that,
way.
That ruins it. That does ruin it.
I think they are very good athletes. Those guys.
I think.
No.
Wait a minute, clip that off because Mark went out on a limb there.
Sports director.
I think they're very good athletes.
They are. So they're not going to mess around. Baseball players, you can have the gut. You can stay up all night. Hockey, you can't do it.
Ooh, shot at Ray King out of nowhere.
No, these are supreme athletes.
They're very good athletes.
Very good athletes. Randy, welcome aboard.
Good morning, fellas. T-Mac, could you give me a Colorado Avalanche update?
Great question, Randy. 14-10.
What Coach Q's out there?
What's going on with Quenneville?
Well, he's off to a surprisingly good start. The Avalanche are putting up a lot of goals. They lead the Western Conference in goals scored this year.
It's a tough division.
And only behind Ottawa overall in the NHL, and it's unbelievable.
Does he visit the Mortons in Denver?
It's a great question as well.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to talk to Larry Wiggy in the next segment.
He actually has a bunch of very good athletes on his team.
Well, that's because they're hockey players. They're all very good athletes.
It's unbelievable.
You know that Joe Sakic's still out there.
Unbelievable.
He was there when Q won the Cup as an assistant.
Take a look at San Jose. At
Randy, going to the game tonight?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Off the chart.
Thank you, Randy.
He's on board.
That's unfortunate.
He's on board.
Yeah, we were just talking a little hockey last night. We thought we'd carry it over to the show, and we thought about doing 3 hours of hockey, just banging the phones. And I have a serious question. If I had free tickets sitting here for the next Pelicans game or the next Blues game.
I think this is a hell of a question. And I'd like to put this to the listeners because it's so exit poll worthy. But I don't here's what I don't have today. The time to wait until Friday. I want to know what people would say. Now, can we talk about this?
I think this is just...
Is this legal to discuss?
Yes.
Absolutely.
It is. Yeah.
All right.
Yes,
you guys are saying it.
Joe
said we can discuss it. All
I
right.
think when everybody calls in, like we used to say, thunder sticks, night games, day games, Dan Patrick's got the, you know, 5'10", 240... Right. Everybody's got to start with Blues or Billiken. Serious question. If we had a pair of tickets here, and I realize, well, are the Billikens playing Memphis? Are they playing Dayton? Are the Blues playing Columbus? People will want it. Forget that. Free tickets, great seats. Tomorrow night, you're going to a game. Billikens or Blues, which one would you pick? And I got to be honest, I'm not sure.
I'm not sure what I would. I honestly think I would go with the Billikens.
I think I would go Billikens because I haven't seen them play yet this year in person.
I think I would go Billiken simply because I'm more into basketball. It's just being honest.
I'm torn. Let me think about this. Yeah, I would go, if it's free tickets, I'm going to go Blues.
Can you know Blues. Working for FSN.
Absolutely.
The basketball players, Jim, very good athletes.
Look at all these
athletes.
Hockey calls. What the hell's going on? Maybe people went up there with the standings.
Bang the phones. Tim's got the standings. Jeff, here we go. You ready? Jeff, you're on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, I'm like a lot of St. Louis hockey fans. I haven't followed hockey in a while. I was just wondering, Tim, a little update on how Mike Bossy is doing for the Islanders.
Unbelievable.
Question. We saw him last night, actually. He looks great. He looks great.
Unbelievable.
Having a good year?
Unbelievable.
He hasn't been scoring as much as he used to.
Well, that's because the Islanders are in a tough division right now, Martin, a very defensive division in the Atlantic Division, in the Eastern Conference. But keep an eye on Bossy, especially. He usually picks it up in the second half.
And plus, he's been focusing on setting up Bobby Nystrom. That's the difference.
They need to get some more out of Yanni Ninema.
It's 7 o'clock for some reason.
Tony, you're on board, 590 The Fan. Come on, buddy, get on board. Let's go here. Game
I'm
face.
On board. Let's go.
Let's go. Blues or Billikens? Blues or Billikens?
Oh, definitely Blues.
Blues.
Yeah, Bills, you know, Bills are... Who did they beat last night? Some... what? Kind of a weak game, wasn't it?
Tony, you on board? You need any standing updates from Tim?
No, but I can tell you why. You know, all those you get all those Western Division teams that are 15-11, 15-11, 15-10. They've all got two victories against the Blues, don't they?
Well, you
take away those two victories, and then 13-13, and
there
Blues are
right. They're right
seven
there.
Victories.
Right, so there you go. That's a great point.
Yeah, you gotta look at it.
That's a great point. You gotta, it's hockey math. Charlie, you're on 590 The Fan.
Hey, good morning. Go Blues, and I take the Blue tickets over the Billiken.
Oh, you keep them tracked, Joey?
Two nothing.
By the way, we don't have tickets to give away, but we're just...
I was heading down there. That's not fair.
Oh, all right. He's going to camp out?
Hey, tailgate. I was going to tell you, though, you know, I mean, I know attendance down, and people aren't really interested in the Blues around.
Whoa, what are you talking about?
But actually, attendance across the league is up everywhere but here, you know? Right. I mean,
that's what we're doing.
It's a good game.
No, why we're trying to get people back on board.
We're doing our part.
By the way, did anyone
Charlie,
see Ian Vajukas?
Hey, thanks a lot,
Morton last night? Was he there?
I didn't see him there.
Morton?
He had a way at a ball game.
After?
After the game. I did not see him. He would probably be recognizable if he walked in, though. He's a very good athlete.
Tall Greek gentleman.
It's the morning grind.
Hold on a second. Damn it. Nashville's 17-4. All right.
We've never had that many calls in the first. The scary thing is when we go to them, I thought, are they really going to start talking hockey?
Can we do this in the next segment? What do you think it's going to finish? Right now, the Blues are winning 3-0. I think the Blues are going to win from our call.
Joe's like, wait a minute, I have it 1-2.
It's not fair to do it this way because we started the show by talking hockey. If we now dedicated a whole segment to Billikens and then asked a question.
That's the move.
Now, you don't just focus on the Billikens. You also give the standings of the teams in the Atlantic 10. Nice knowledge.
It's the Tuesday edition of the Grind Hockey Talk on 590 The Fan.
First in sports in St. Louis, 590 The Fan, KFNS, Home Depot, 2020 Sports Fit.
Good morning. This update is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. A.J. Burnett has yet to choose where he wants to play next year. The Cardinals are standing pat on their four-year, $40 million offer, but the Blue Jays are reportedly ready to pay $55 million over 5 years. While Giacchini did sign a couple players yesterday, infielder Davey Cruz and catcher Gary Bennett, Cruz hit .265 with 5 homers and 20 RBIs in 101 games last year for San Francisco and Washington. Bennett was also with the Nationals last year. He batted .221 and has a career average of .243. Roger Clemens still hasn't decided if he will pitch next season. His agent said yesterday the Rocket would retire if he had to decide right now. Monday Night Football, Seattle throttled Philadelphia 42-0. Mike Holmgren's Seahawks now 10-2.
I think we've been pretty much underneath the radar most of the season. Heck, coming into this game, I think there were still a lot of people that said, well, let's wait and see.
The Seahawks scored 3 defensive touchdowns, ending Philadelphia their worst loss since 98. And the Billikens and Illini both winners last night. The Bills 69-53 over Jackson State, while Illinois pounded Arkansas Little Rock 75-49. This update is brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. Don't miss Kohl's half-off Wednesday sale this Wednesday only from 7 a.m. till midnight. Find 50% off hundreds of great gifts like sweaters, leather jackets, toys, and more. Kohl's, expect great things. I'm Eric Sontag on your home for St. Louis Billiken Basketball. 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
590 The Fan Highway Patrol.
This traffic report is brought to you by Midas. While on eastbound 40 at Spady, we've got an accident reported in the right lane. Traffic slows at Ballast, then it's slow again around Brentwood through Hanley. Westbound 44 at Vandeventer, we've got a serious accident. 2 tractor trailers involved, another vehicle between them. Only the left lane is open. Traffic jams near 55, and also the Grand on-ramp to westbound 55 is closed due to an accident. Westbound 270 between 157 and the Chain of Rocks Bridge is stop-and-go traffic due to a couple of earlier accidents. Eastbound 70 between Bryan Road and 79 is stop-and-go. Look for eastbound 44 to be heavy traffic between the Chrysler plant and the Merrimack River Bridge. Northbound 270 is stop-and-go from Tesson Ferry through Marshall, and it's slow again from Big Bend through Manchester. The westbound King Bridge is stacked up right now from 5570 through Laclede's Landing. And look for stop-and-go traffic from 5570 westbound through between Illinois 203 and the Poplar Street Bridge. Midas, America's number one leader in brakes and exhaust with over 40 years of experience, your neighborhood Midas offers great values on all of their products and services. Trust the Midas touch. I'm Tim Weiland with traffic on 590 The Fan, KFNS, St. Louis's sports leader.
This update is brought to you by Gettiger Superstore, where you'll find brand-name big screens, appliances, and furniture for the lowest price. Located just west of 270 on Manchester.
Sport Clips is fast becoming America's favorite haircutting place for guys.
And here's why. SportClips understands that today's urban warrior wants to get in and get a great haircut, surrounded by sports merchandise, the latest sports magazines, and TVs everywhere, all tuned to sports. And now, SportClips introduces the ultimate haircut experience for guys. The MVP. First, a precision haircut. Second, a soothing scalp massaging shampoo. Next comes the steam towel treatment, followed by a stress-reducing neck and shoulder massage. All this at one great price. At Sport Clips, guys win.
Don't go to a salon aimed at women. Go to a place just for guys. First-time clients receive an upgrade to the triple play at no charge. Get a precision haircut, then kick back in our recliners and receive a deep massaging shampoo and a soothing steam towel on your face. Guys deserve a place of their own. Sport Clips, where guys win.
Most people know that Charter offers entertaining digital cable programming, and Charter also offers one of the fastest high-speed internet connections in the area. But did you know that Charter also offers telephone service? Charter Telephone works just like your regular phone service, all through the same cable connection that goes into your house. It comes with great features like caller ID, call waiting, and voicemail. And most importantly, it's reliable. And in most cases, you can keep your current phone number, which makes switching from your current phone provider a breeze. Charter has a great deal in which you can receive Charter Digital, Charter High Speed, and Charter Telephone with unlimited long distance for under $100 a month. With Charter Digital, you'll get over 100 channels of exciting programming, plus access to Charter On Demand, Channel 999, which lets you watch movies and programs when you want. And with Charter High Speed Internet's 3 meg service, you'll be able to download files faster and surf the web with ease. It's over 100 times faster than most dial-up connections, and you can sign up for all three services today and pay only $99.97 a month for 1 year. You'll save over $525 during that 1 year period. Offer is valid to new customers only. A 1 year commitment is required. Some services aren't available in all areas. Other restrictions may apply. Give Charter a call, 1-866-207-3663. That's 1-866-207-3663 to order today.
St. Louis's All-Star Lineup, 590 The Fan.
The holidays, the holidays, the holidays. I don't know about you, but the holidays always stress me out. Buying gifts, going to holiday parties, decorating everything, just to be hit with an outrageous credit card statement when it's all over. Well, don't stress out this year. Take control.